新年快乐，新年快乐，
新年快乐 ，Happy New Year。
I am delighted to be celebrating Chinese New Year with you this year.
我今天很高兴能够在中国的新年跟大家一起庆祝。
Praise the Lord! I think this is going to be a wonderful year.
感谢主，今年会是好的一年。
At the beginning of year 2020, the Lord reminded me to pray for 2020 spiritual vision.
在2020年的开始的时候，神给我心里面一个的感受，就是我要为今年的属灵，我的属灵眼光，准确的这个属灵眼光来祷告。
And for me, that is to follow the Lord very closely.
这个就是我要紧紧的跟随神。
May we all have excellent vision for His kingdom.
我希望愿意我们就是在今年我们在他的国度里面有这样子。
May we fix our eyes on what matters in eternity.
我们可以定睛在永恒的事上。
May we clearly see the Lord's will for His church and the next generation.
然后我们可以清楚看见神在教会在我们下一代的那个心意。
In Hebrews 12, our Christian life is described like a race.
在希伯来书十二章里面讲到基督徒就是好像一个竞赛一样。
A race that is continued from generation to generation.
这个就是好像一个竞赛，就是从一代到下一代。
It's not a quick sprint.
这个不是一个快跑。
But rather, it's a distance course that requires perseverance.
这个是个长距离的慢跑，而且是一个要坚韧的一个的赛跑。
It's like a relay race with the four fastest runners.
好像是一个接力比赛。
They consecutively pass the baton to the next runner with a fresh set of legs.
就是好像找了四个跑得最快的人，他们把他们的棒子从一个人交到另外一个。
Running fastest to the finish line for victory.
就是他们向着那个胜利的终点这样子去快跑。
And with the passing of the baton, the Olympic 4x100 track teams will either win or lose.
在那个奥林匹克，他的那个4x100的那一些的接力竞赛里面。
With the passing of the baton, Christian churches and families will either rise or fall.
在这个教棒的过程里面，基督徒的家庭，我们可能就是可以更加的兴起，或者是我们可以衰微。
Today I stand with you with great hope for our Triple C.
今天我在这边跟大家一起的时候，我希望若个教会可以兴起。
When you celebrated your 40th anniversary in September, I felt very moved by all the things that God had done in your midst.
当去年九月我们庆祝40周年的时候，我为到你们非常的兴奋，非常的感恩。
The Lord has brought this a generation of young Chinese students to a new land.
我感谢神，就是神过去把这一些新的一代的学生从中国从亚洲带到了这边。
And allow them to discover faith in Jesus Christ.
让他们可以认识神，可以在他们信仰上面植根。
And then their whole purpose for being in America changed.
然后他们在美国本来来的心愿就已经更改了。
God gathered these students to build the church together.
神呼召这一些的学生，信主的学生们去建立教会。
And he was pleased with their selfless service.
神喜悦他们的这种无我的那个牺牲跟侍奉。
Pleased with their love for the word and for theology.
神喜悦他们的这种爱的那个奉献跟他们在正道上的持守。
And he blessed their families to flourish.
神也祝福他们的家庭，让他们可以兴起。
This is your faith community.
这个就是你们的信仰的这个家庭。
And this is your spiritual heritage, glory to God.
这个就是在神里面你们属灵的那个的遗产。
The older generation has intimately known the Lord and experienced His amazing grace.
在上一代，我们知道他们在神里面持守认识神。
But there is absolutely no guarantee that the next generation will follow in your footsteps.
但是问题是我们下一代是不是我们不能肯定他们是不是可以跟着我们的脚步可以认识神。
As a church and as parents, we must pass the baton to them in a way they will willingly and joyfully receive it.
作为教会，作为父母，我们应该 又肯定的就说我们要薪火相传，然后我们要教办，然后传承坚守信仰。
Yes, we ought to have great hope in the Lord.
是，我们在神里面很有希望。
In the next 40 years, please keep passing the baton and run with perseverance.
在未来的40年，我希望我们也是这样子带着我们棒子这样子走，而且也教棒。
If you do this, you will have a generation of passionate, godly, bold, and courageous young men and women.
如果我们继续这样子的时候，我们的下一代是怎么样呢？他们持守正道，他们有勇气，他们有胆量。
And they will extend the kingdom of God at RCCC and to the world.
而且他们更扩大神在地上的国。
And praise the Lord, we already see signs of that happening.
我们感谢神，我们已经看见有一些的情况出现了。
You have an army rising.
因为你们好像有一队基督的精兵在兴起。
But you realize times have changed.
但你知道时代也变了。
And here is what we are up against.
我们是要面对什么呢？
This is a reality check.
这个是一个我们现实的一个的考验。
We all know a once committed young person who has walked away from their faith.
我们都知道，可能认识有一个过去青少年期的时候，有一个很好的年轻人，他们就是在神里面的，好好的学习跟行走。
It might be a son, a daughter, or really a quality person.
可能我们认识了一些的儿子、女儿，一个很好、很好、很优秀的一个年轻人。
As a lifelong youth pastor, I am absolutely devastated to lose even one.
作为一个终身的那个青少年事工的牧师，我只是对着这一种的年轻人非常非常的很感恩。
But it's not just one.
但是不单只是一个。
It's a national epidemic.
这个是一个全国性的。
Young people are leaving the Christian faith in an unprecedented rate.
年轻人就是他们就是有很大的，我们看数据上面，他们就离开教会真是很多很多。
They actually like Jesus, they just don't like the church.
他们喜欢耶稣基督，但是他们不喜欢教会。
And they're drowning in doubt from a worldview that was propagated on the internet and on their 24/7 phones.
然后他们常常接触的全后的那种网上的网络的那种影响，对他们来说影响非常的大。
Whereas in the previous generation, the heavy skepticism didn't hit us until we met a cynical college professor or an unbelieving friend.
在以前的时候，我们可能到大学之后才会，会经历这种的冲击，一个可能很愤世世俗的一个大学教授这样子影响我们的世界观。
And now at a young age, they already have doubt.
但是在年轻时候，可能中学他们就已经有这个的怀疑。
If the Lord gave us a foreknowledge of impending disaster that is about to happen,
如果神给我们有这个的知识预知，有将会有一个很大的悲剧产生的话
，Wouldn't we fall on our knees and plead for their lives and plead for their souls?
我们会不会跪下来为这些年轻人祷告，希望神可以拯救他们呢？
Wouldn't we make some serious changes in our life that we live life as normal?
我们会不会在我们生活上面我们有一些改变？你知道这个悲剧不会来临呢？
How much more we would cry out to God if we knew we were losing an entire generation?
如果当我们知道我们要失去整个的一代在神里面的时候，我们会不会在神里面真是呼求呢？
Who may not carry the baton forward?
因为这一代下一代可能不会承传我们这个棒子。
I want to take you to a side story today in Judges chapter 2.
我今天也可以跟大家分享了《士师记》里面的一个的故事。
This is actually one of the saddest stories in the Bible.
这个是可能在圣经里面一个很悲惨的一个故事。
Where we see a faithful generation after they are gone, they lose an entire generation.
就是在一个很对神有信心、坚持信仰、信靠神的一代，他们就是会变成下一代没有。
To save time, can you read that in Chinese?
Okay, 那大家听我读。 从前约书亚打发以色列百姓去的时候，他们各归自己的地业，占据地土。约书亚在世和约书亚死后，那些见耶和华为以色列人所行大事的长老还在的时候，百姓都侍奉耶和华。耶和华的仆人嫩的儿子约书亚正110岁就死了，以色列人将他葬在他地业的境内，就是在以法莲三地的亭拿系列，在加什山的北边。那世代的人都归了自己的列祖，后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事。以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，去侍奉诸巴利，离弃了领他们出埃及地的耶和华他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神，就是四维列祖的神，惹耶和华发怒，并离弃耶和华，去侍奉巴利和亚斯他录。耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作，就把他们交在抢夺他们人的手中。
Joshua and his entire generation knew the Lord and knew what he had done for them.
约书亚跟他同期的那些同工知道神是怎么样，他们对神有知识，也知道神在他们身上的作为。
For them, who is God?
在他们里面，他们知道神是谁。
He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因为神是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
He is the God that appeared to Moses and said, I am who I am.
这个神是在摩西面前显现着说我是自有永在的神。
He is the God who came to Mount Sinai and gave them the Ten Commandments.
这个神就是在西乃上面颁布十诫的神。
He is the creator, redeemer, deliverer, savior, and provider.
他是救赎的、拯救的，他就是在我们生命里面成为一个很好的喜乐。
He is holy and righteous, gracious and loving, merciful and good.
他是圣洁的，他是公义的，他是满有慈爱、怜悯、良善的神。
This is the God that they knew.
这个就是他们认识的神。
And throughout their lives, they experienced what God had done for them.
然后在他们的一生里面，他们的不停的经历神在他们身上的作为。
The Lord illumined the way. They followed a cloud by night, by day, and a fire by night.
神带领他们，在白天的时候给他们云柱，晚上的时候火柱。
They crossed the Red Sea without getting their feet wet.
他们经过红海的时候，他们的脚不只是。
They gathered miraculous manna from heaven every single morning.
当他们在旷野的时候，神赐给他们从天上而来的玛拿，让他们可以饱足。
They crossed the Jordan to conquest the promised land.
他们经过约旦，然后到达应许之地。
They saw victory after victory.
他们看见打一场胜仗又一场胜仗。
And even though sometimes they disbelieved and disobeyed.
有时候他们可能不相信神，可能他们就是叛逆神。
Still, they knew the Lord and what He had done for them.
但是他们知道这个神，他的作为在他们身上是奇妙的。
So, parents and church, this is our God-given job.
所以各位父母、教会，这个就是神给我们在我们下一代要做的东西。
It's not to raise your children to be good little boys and girls.
不单只是要我们，就是真的在把他们教养成为一个很好、很乖、很听话的小孩。
And it's not to just have a good, happy, and safe life.
不是要他们只是教养他们，令到他们可以变成有个很开心、很快乐的生活。
Our job at home and in church is to teach them who God is and what He has done for them.
我们的责任就是在家里面、在教会里面教训他们，就是说谁是神。他的作为怎么样？
Our job is to equip them with the full armor of God so that they may be able to stand firm against the devil's schemes.
我们的责任就是要装备他们，要他们穿戴神赐的全副军装，令他们可以抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
So parents, this is an important job.
所以各位父母，这个是很重要的一个责任。
And the Bible says it's your job.
然后圣经说这个是你的责任。
So don't dependon the Sunday school teacher, the youth leader, or the pastor.
所以不是单单只靠那个主日学老师或是那个青少年团契的辅导。
But of course, many church aunties and uncles will partner and support you.
那当然是教会里面的各位叔叔、阿姨、阿姨，他们都会帮助你们小孩的一起成长。
They will encourage you when you feel like giving up.
当你觉得是灰心沮丧的时候，他们会鼓励你。
And when your children need prayer, they will plead alongside with you to the Lord.
当你们的小孩需要祷告的时候，他们会向神跟他们一起的祷告，为他们祷告。
When you're taught from a young age, they will not forget who, why they are here and where they are going.
当他们从年轻的时候，年幼的时候，就会教导他们为什么他们会在这里，为什么他们是这样子的信仰。
They will know that they are fearfully and wonderfully made by a God who loves them.
他们知道他们是被造的时候是奇妙的，是可畏的。
And that their lives were bought with a price, therefore they will honor God with their bodies.
然后他们是生命是重价买来的，所以他们要去敬畏神。
And knowing who God is and what He has done for them gives the next generation the best opportunity to hear the gospel and receive saving faith at the appointed time.
当他们知道神在他们身上的心意的时候，他们就可以更加的可以明白，更可以抓到那个意思，就是他们在神里面怎么样去认识神、敬畏神。
So after Joshua and his generation died, why did the younger Israelites not know God nor the things that he had done?
为什么在约书亚死了之后，为什么下一代不认识神，不知道神的作为呢？
How was the baton dropped?
为什么这个棒子没有降下了？
In one generation of about 40 or so years, they no longer knew God.
即使经过40多年，40年左右，有一代，下一代已经不认识神了。为什么呢？
I suspect they were busy.
我在猜他们可能太忙了。They
were working, raising a family, and getting life started in a new land.
他们可能在新的应许基地里面，他们太忙了，他们工作，然后要养家。They
forgot to fix their eyes on the Lord.
他们忘记了定睛在神的身上。They
did not know who God is and what He had done.
他们不知道神是谁，在他们身上做了什么的作为。They
did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
他们在神眼中做看为恶的事情。In
other words, they did what was right in their own eyes.
就是说，他们只是做他们在眼中看为好的事情。They
didn't throw away the sins and the weights that held them down.
他们没有把他们的罪，身上的残累的罪，把它脱去。And
they intermingled with a surrounding culture and served other gods.
然后他们跟他们附近的种族在交流，然后他们就是学他们敬拜偶像，敬拜别的神。
Like the Israelites, well-meaning Christian families today can derail spiritual priority at home.
好像当中的以色列人，今天我们这些基督徒的那些家庭、父母，我们可能也是一样，可能慢慢从神那个正道上面，慢慢越来越离开。We
can forget who God is and what He has done for us.
我们可能忘记神是谁，他我们身上做什么的作为。You
see, faith often doesn't build itself and needs us to make time.
信心不是只是建立在我们的需要上面，只是我们需要时间来培养的。So
it's time to put down the smartphone.
所以这个时候，我们应该是学习怎么样把我们的手机放下。And
have meaningful conversations with your family, your friends, and the people you love.
在家里面可能就是不看手机，我们是多一点跟我们的家人对话、沟通、跟朋友，跟我们所关怀的人也是一样。It's
time to put away things and listen to God.
我们这个时候是需要把所有令到我们可以分心的东西都放下，让我们可以静静的，可以就是安静的听神的话语。Invite
your friends to come to Christ, not just come to church.
我们邀请我们朋友 去认识基督，不单只是来教会。Make
a point to talk about the Lord in daily conversations.
我们要习惯在每经常在每日我们的生活里面怎么样去述说神，述说基督耶稣他的救恩。Help
someone to know who God is and what He has done.
我们去帮助其他人去认识究竟神是谁，他的带领怎么样。
Parents, I want to ask you a serious question.
各位在座各位的父母，现在我想问你们一个很严肃的问题。
Have you ever shared your faith testimony, your salvation testimony to your children?
你们从来有没有把你们得救的见证分享给你们的小孩听呢？
You might be afraid they're not interested.
你可能就会就是说啊，他们就是没有兴趣，所以没有。
Oh no, they'll be interested.
我告诉你，他们会有兴趣的。
They want to know who, why you believe.
因为他们想知道你究竟所信的是谁。
And why in the hardest of times you will still trust God.
为什么你在困境当中你仍然是信靠神？
It helps to shape their faith.
这个是会帮助他们去改变，去坚定他们的信仰。
So if you haven't told your children at home, please go home tonight and talk about it at the dinner table.
所以如果以前你从来没有在你跟你们小孩分享你们的得救见证的时候，我希望今天晚上你就回去，可能在吃晚饭的时候跟他们分享你的见证。
Because in fact, I asked them to go home and ask you.
或者是我也会告诉他们回家去问父母他们的得救见证。
Share your faith stories at the dinner table.
在我们吃晚饭的时候分享我们的信仰。
You may discover untold blessings.
可能会你做了之后你会发现无数的祝福。
But you also may unearth some serious lingering doubts that need some patient guidance.
或者是你跟他们讨论，你跟他们分享之后，你发觉说他们心里面其实有很多的怀疑，很多缠绕他们的一些的事情，可以帮助他们，可以去引导他们。
You want to help them while they're still at home.
你希望就是在他们仍然在家还没有成长之前去帮助他们去引导他们
and lead each other in God's truth
然后帮助他们带领他在神的正道上面成长
In verse 14 the Hebrew says the anger of Yahweh was hot against them for their disobedience
在十四节里面他说耶和华的怒气向以色列人发作
hot vayachar
这里讲到那个发作真的是很热很火热
The Lord will be hot against those who are disobedient
耶和华的那个怒气那个烈火就是向那些不信他的人
And if our hearts aren't hot for the Lord the anger of the Lord will be hot against us
我们希望我们的心是热心向着神或者是神的怒气火烈的向着我们呢
So my friendsWhat temperature is your heart?
所以各位，我想问一下，究竟你们的心的温度是什么样？
Are you hot? Are you cold? Or are you lukewarm for the Lord?
你的心是向神是火热的，是冷淡的，或是不冷不热的呢？
Or are you even more hot to follow Baal, a god, a master in your life?
或者是你的心更加的火热追随这个你认识的真神
You see, I think I see modern day Baals falling into the church today
你知道吗这里讲到巴利我看见现代的教会里面巴利真是不知不觉的走进教会
I have pastored many wonderful teens who really loved God since childhood
我认识过去牧会的时候看见认识很多的青少年他们年轻的时候真的是很火热的真的是去认识神
who then as they're growing up become exhausted depressed and fragile people by the time they graduate from high school
很可惜的之后就是当他们这样子的时候当他们中学毕业的时候他已经变成忧郁他们已经变成身心疲累
Particularly, it was difficult in Boston because we had a few prestigious universities.
特别是在波士顿里面，因为实在那边有好多的很好的大学。
And can you imagine hearing these frequent reminders by well-meaning, loving Christian parents?
你没有想象过，就是他们常常听到有一些可能为他们好的一些基督徒父母这样子说。
If you work very hard.
如果说你们很努力的念书
Someday you can go study at such and such school
有一天你会去某一某一个学校
And mommy and daddy will pay for it.
然后爸妈会爸爸妈妈会替你们付那个交那个学费
Where they were once hot for God, then they became hot for the college admission pursuit.
以前他们的心是向着神火热，但是现在他们的方向就是向着那个去争取到进入名校的，去追随的这样子热起来。
So throughout their teenage years, they build the resume.
所以从青少年期，他们就把他们的履历都把它建立起来。
They join the math team.
他们参加数学的那个会。
They join the debate team.
他们参加那个演讲的那个那个比赛。
They do two sports.
他们有两个的体育活动。
Two languages.
学两个语言。
They play two instruments.
他们呢学两个乐器。
And they even go on short-term missions.
他们也参加短宣。
They had no time to sleep.
但是他们没有时间睡觉。
No time to take a Sabbath.
他们没有时间在神里面安息下来。
They had no time for real friendships, just virtual ones.
他们没有真正的时间跟朋友面对面的沟通，只有在网上的联络。
No time to enjoy fellowship and be discipled.
他们没有时间去参加青少年团契，然后做训练自己做一个的神的门徒。
And one of the best things that could have happened to them was receiving a rejection letter.
你知道吗？其实一个最好的帮助他们的方法，就是他们受到这些大学的拒绝信的时候。
It wrecked them, but it stopped the madness.
是对他们有打击。但是把他们这样子疯狂的去追求世界上面那个大学啊那一些的东西，都把他们停住了。
And in some cases, praise the Lord, they rekindled their spiritual priority.
而且在有一些的情况，就是要感谢主，他们因为这样子的时候，他们的那个追求大学的梦破碎之后，他们神的火热的心就会再来。
They remember Jesus is better than any worldly pursuit.
他们知道耶稣基督是比世界上的那个追求更加好的。
And their hearts became hot again for God.
然后他们的心对神更加的火热起来。
And then in other cases, it was too late and we lost them for good.
但是很可惜，在其他的情况之下，有一些已经是太迟了，我们没有办法把他们挽回。
Sadly, there are many near empty cathedrals and dying churches in the world.
我可以跟你说，很可惜的，世界上面有很多空的教堂。
And they were filled with hot worshippers at one time.
就是曾几何时，这些的这么漂亮的大教堂里面，都是坐满那一些诚心敬拜神的一些信徒。
Every church, even this church, is vulnerable.
每一个教会，包括我们若果教会，也是这样子脆弱的。
Unless we fight for the next generation by God's grace，
除非我们为我们下一代，我们去争取，我们去打这个仗。
In a Native American reservation in Arizona, where I bring a mission team nearly every year since 2003，
从2003年开始，我每一年就带短宣队在亚利桑那州的去那些印第安人的那个种族当中。
There are a few old churches scattered around the mesas.
在那一些岩石台地里面有很多的空的教堂。
About 150 years ago, a wave of missionaries went to them.
在大概150年前，有一群的宣教士来到他们当中。
They shared the gospel and people received the Lord.
他们跟他们分享他们的信仰，他们所信的，他们很多人信主了。
They translated the Bible in native tongue, and they built churches.
他们把圣经翻译到印第安人的那个本地的文字上面，让他们可以读经。
And at one time, their churches had filled the pews.
就是曾经他们的教堂也是充满了他们当地信主的信徒。
It was full of fervent believers.
他们的也是教堂里面充满了就是很虔诚的一些信徒。
The smallest church was maybe about 50, and the largest church was over 100.
那些教堂可能最少的大概50人，最多可能100多人。
But now, today, every church has only a handful of elderly believers with grandchildren.
很可惜今天这些教堂里面教会里面只剩下大概几个老人的老信徒带着他们的小孩
They lost the entire generation in between
他们失去了他们下一代
And the church is now has become a mission field again
然后这些的印第安的教会里面他们就是成为我们宣教士在、要重新一个的宣教的工厂
So what happened?
发生什么事情呢
They failed to remove the idols from their house
他们是不是、不能、把他们的家里的偶像把它清除了
They failed to tell their children who God is and what he had done for them
因为他们就是忘记了教导他们下一代神是谁而且他神的信息
They failed to pass the baton forward
他们忘记把这个棒子交给下一代可以持守正道
How tragic to lose an entire generation
听起来这个真是悲剧怎么样把下一代整代都已经、迷失了
And it only takes one lost generation to be the game changer to end what had begun
你只需要一代就是一代人就是把以前先祖的所持守的正道信仰全部抹去
So in Hebrews 12, we read, Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run the race with perseverance, the race marked out for us.
在希伯来书十二章一节这样子说，所以我们既有许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。
Athletes go through strict training to win a race.
我们啊，运动员要经过很严厉的这个训练去比赛。
They will diet, weight train, and practice and practice.
可能他们会减肥，很留意营养，然后他们去练习，他们要啊举重，做很多的那个训练。
They have to master not only their body, but their will, their mind, and their impulses.
不单止他们要控制他们身体的功能，他们对于他们的意志，对于他们的心思，全部他们都要控制得好。
Burdens, troubles, worries, and sins can weigh us down from running fast and free.
忧虑各样的重担不能牵累我们，以致到我们不能走得更快。
The NIV calls these things hindrances.
在圣经里面说这一些就是阻碍。
They're weights. They are not necessarily evil or even sinful, but they become distractions to weaken our concentration from the race.
这就说这个是重担。其实重担可能不一定是邪恶的，但是这重担能够令我们分心，不能够。定睛着我们去追求神。
When we throw off the hindrances, we empty ourselves of ourselves, and we ask God to fill us with the fullness of Jesus Christ.
当我们放下各样的重担的时候，我们就可以里面是空空的，就把神再引到我们里面，然后充满我们。
The more room that God takes in our lives, the less room there is for a hindrance.
当我们把更多的空间可以让给神在我们里面的时候，我们就能够抛去各样的重担更多。
We are all busy people with busy schedules in a busy world.
我们每一个人都是非常忙，然后很那个每一天的要做很多事情。
Let's not forget what the goal is.
但是让我们不要忘记我们的目标是什么。
You know, in baseball, the pitcher keeps his eyes on the catcher's mitt.
在棒球的那个比赛里面，那个投手他们会他的眼睛是盯着什么呢？盯着那个接球手的他那个手套。
And basketball players keep their eye on the hoop.
篮球员他们是怎么样呢？他们的眼睛目光是放在那个篮子上面去投球。
But for us, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
那我们怎么样呢？我们基督徒要我们的眼光，我们定睛在耶稣基督的身上，让我们可以紧紧的跟随他。
For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand, the throne of God.
耶稣基督，他就是在神面前的时候，他是创始成终的神，然后他在面前的喜乐，就是信抗羞辱，然后忍受了实际上苦楚的时候，在神的宝座，坐在神的宝座右边。
This race requires perseverance, vision, and prayer.
这个的竞赛是需要我们忍坚忍的心。
Sometimes we stumble and we feel too discouraged to continue.
有时候可能我们跌倒，我们觉得很累，不能完成。
Sometimes we lose focus on Jesus and what He has done for us.
有时候我们会不能定睛在耶稣的身上，忘记他的作为。
Sometimes our families will struggle and we cry out for healing.
有时候我们家庭遇到困难，我们在痛苦当中，我们要向神呼求。
But don't give up, you are not alone.
不要放弃，因为你不是唯一的一个。
Let's fix our eyes on Jesus.
让我们定睛地去仰望耶稣。
He is the one who patiently endured the opposition of sinful men.
因为他是唯一一个在敌人当中，他怎么样去抗拒他们。
Jesus stood strong, unrelenting to accomplish his Father's will when he was on the cross.
当耶稣基督在十字架上的时候，他要面对所有的敌对他的人。
We look to Jesus and are undefeated.
然后当我们定睛看着耶稣的时候，我们走为不败。
We are not deterred from passing the baton of faith despite the huge cultural shifts before us.
这样子的时候，我们定睛看着耶稣的时候，我们在传这个棒子给下一代的时候，我们总不会忘记耶稣。
In closing, I want to share two testimonies of among many special young people that are still running the race with the baton today.
在结束之前，我想跟他们分享两个我曾经服侍的青少年的例子。
The first teen.
第一个的青少年。
One of my sweet, quiet seventh grade girls.
她是一个非常甜甜的一个大青年班的一个女孩。
When I went to pay a visit to her, the very first time I met her to get to know her, I learned how to pray for her and with her.
当我第一次去探访她的时候，我慢慢认识她的时候，我有机会不单只是跟她为她祷告，也是跟她一起的祷告。
We prayed for boldness and courage in her life.
我们一起为她的胆量在神明面前的胆量祷告。
And a deeper faith and a love for the Bible.
有一个深的信仰里面扎根，而且在他们就是对圣经更加的认识。
Then in eighth grade, she asked to borrow my Greek textbooks.
然后在她八年级的时候，她问我借我的希腊文的那个教科书。
That's an unusual question coming from an eighth grade girl.
这个对于一个是八年级的女生来讲，这个是个很不寻常的一个的要求。
But she explained that she just wanted to know what the real word of God says.
但是她说她只是想认识多一点，究竟圣经的原文是怎么样讲的。
So she had a keen interest in the Bible, and I humored her and gave her a four-year loan of Greek textbooks.
所以他对圣经很有热情的去认识，所以我就跟他说：“好，我借给你四年这个的希腊文的那个课本。”
I continued to disciple her, and when she was in high school, she shared this story where, in high school, she endured tough peer pressure one day.
我继续的去给他门训，然后他也跟我说，在高中的时候，他面对很多的压力。
And she was the only one in her class to stand on the side of choosing life, rather abortion rights.
因为她是在她中学的班里面唯一一个的是支持生命不赞成堕胎的一个学生。
Remember, this is my quiet, sweet seventh grade girl.
你记得吗？这个是我一个很乖乖、很甜的一个七年级的小女生哦。
I asked her, weren't you scared?
我问她说，你没有害怕吗？
She said, God tells me what the truth is.
她告诉我，神叫我认识什么是真理。
I can't stand on the other side, that would be a lie.
我不能赞成那一些就是要失去生命。
So I saw the courage building in her.
所以我看见在神里面她怎么样渐渐有胆量。
Then fast forward about 12 years later.
然后在12年之后
after college is done, serving, and seminary is completed.
然后他大学毕业之后工作，然后甚至侍奉，甚至去了神学院去念书。
We stood together in the front of the church to commission her to the mission field.
十二年之后，我在教会里面就是当着会众面前，就是去安立她成为教会的宣教士。
So that she could be a Bible translator to an unreached people group in a closed country.
她去什么呢？她就去成为一个圣经的翻译者，去到那一些还没有得到福音的族群里面，翻译圣经。
At that moment, I realized that God gave her this love for His Word and Bible translation for years.
然后在那个时候，我突然间明白到，神在她身上的心意，就是让她去很热心的、很爱去研究圣经，以及她能够成为一个圣经的翻译者。
And God had answered years and years of prayers.
神答应我们这么多年的祷告。
And today she continues to faithfully and fearlessly serve even in danger.
今天她也是一直的在困境当中，在危险当中，怎么样去很信实的去忠心的侍奉神。
You have such young people in this church.
在我们教会里面，我们也有这些的青少年。
The second teen.
第二个的青少年我要讲的。
In 1994, I started praying that one day God would call my students to become my pastor.
在1994年的时候，我开始一个祷告，就是说，希望有一天我侍奉的青少年、年轻人当中，有一个可以成为我的牧师。
He gave me the conviction to pray for this.
他给我这个的确据，我要为这个祷告。
Hoping that one day one of my teens would become my pastor.
就是我希望就是有一天就是为这个年轻人祷告的时候，有一天他会成为我的牧师。
And because I did not know which one it was, I better teach them all well.
因为我不知道哪一个会成为我将来的牧师，所以我最好就是为每一个人的祷告。
And recently I found the published article that I wrote about this.
然后最近我就是找到我以前写了一个的发表的文章。
That's why I know it was 1994, 25 years.
所以我知道是25年前1994年。
And this is what I wrote. It is an exciting prayer in the making right now, and I will stick around long enough to see God do his thing.
我这样子写，我说我现在只觉得是一个非常兴奋的时候，因为这个时候我知道神开始他的工作，要兴起一些年轻人。
I firmly hold the conviction that our church must be willing and ready to tithe our kids.
我就是很相信，确信就是说，我们的教会会怎么样？我们把我们小孩奉献起来，好像十分一奉献这样子。
That at least 10% of our own church children should be set apart and trained to become future church leaders who are well versed in Bible and theology.
就是说，我们教会愿意，就是在我们教会里面有十分之一的青少年，我们把他们为他们祷告奉献，将来他们在神面前的时候，他们做我们的领袖，他们做我们的侍奉神的人。
Who will be supported, trained, and encouraged to do God's kingdom work?
他们就是要训练其他的人，他们就为神的神国工作去努力。
Perhaps one day, in the best of circumstances,
或者是有一天，最好的情况会这样子出现。
Our pastoral searches will begin and end within our own congregations.
就是我们的聘牧委员会，当他开始要找新的牧师聘牧的时候，发觉说在我们教会里面就可以聘到了。
So this past September,
然后在去年的九月，
it finally happened.
终于实现了。
My former youth now is our English minister in our Boston church.
我以前侍奉过的帮助过的一个青少年，他现在成为我以前的教会的那个英文部的牧师。
And God was good because he went through so much struggle in his life growing up.
神真的是很好，因为这个年轻人他曾经经过很多的困难。
And today he's a fine preacher.
但是今天他是个非常好的传道人。
He is so good. He is better than me.
他真是非常好，甚至比我更好。
Glory to God.
我们荣耀神，感谢主。
So I challenge you, church, to pray with vision for the next generation and not neglect to pass the baton.
所以我今天挑战你们，就是说，我们不要忘记为我们的年轻人祷告，为我们下一代，我们怎么交棒，让他们持守正道祷告。
Let's throw away everything that holds us down, the hindrances and the sins that entangles us.
让我们放下一切的重担，缠累我们的信仰。
Those things that prevent us from running with perseverance.
这些事情都令到我们不能跟神一起的去一起的赛跑。
Let's keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
让我们定睛仰望耶稣，因为他是创始成终的神。
I am blessed.
我觉得我很有福气。
I have enjoyed 30 beautiful years serving youths and families in my Boston church.
因为在过去三十年当中，我在我以前的波士顿教会里面可以服侍我们的青少年跟家庭。
In close relationships that I can only describe with deepest affection.
我可以跟你说，我跟他们很亲密、很好的关系，可以说是这个好像是一个很完美、很完美的一个关系。
And I pray to have that same close relationships here with you at RCCC.
我也为这个祷告，我希望在这里跟若歌教会的家庭、青少年也有这样子亲密的关系。
May God bless your families and this church.
愿神祝福大家的家庭跟这个教会。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, it is with great humbleness that I stand before you, knowing that you are God and I am not.
神啊，我感谢你，今天我谦卑来到你面前，可以说，因为我认识你是神，我们不是。
I thank you for all the things that you have done in our lives.
我感谢你，因为过去你在我们生命当中所有的奇妙作为。
The many ways you have blessed our families.
这各方面你帮助我们的家庭。
And have blessed this church.
而且为也祝福这个教会。
And I pray, Father, for the courage and boldness of our young people.
神啊，我为了这个教会，他们年轻人，他们在神里面的胆量跟勇气，为他们祷告。
That they will have a deep desire to carry the baton for the faith.
就是他们就是有这个诚心，他们要持守正道，可以继续的薪火相传。
And to build your kingdom both here and far.
然后他们在要建立这个神国，无论是在本地或者是在外地。
Lord, forgive us for unfaithfulness.
神啊，求你饶恕我们的不忠心。
Forgive us for a lack of focus.
饶恕我们，让我们因为我们很分心。
Forgive us when we turn cold to you.
饶恕我们，因为我们对你冷淡。
Or even encourage our children to be colder towards you.
或者是我们其实鼓励我们的小孩子对你也冷淡。
Father, make us hot for you again.
神啊，求你帮助我们，让我们向你的心火热起来。
We thank you, Lord, for honoring our prayer.
神啊，求你就是悦纳我们的祷告。
We give you great thanks in Jesus' name.
我们在耶稣基督里面感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.